I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following program is brought to you by the Preferred Home Team. Content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal or real estate advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Hour, a forum of ideas, plans, and expert advice on all things real estate. Andy Prasky with RE/MAX Advantage Plus was named Super Agent by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Chris Rooney of RE/MAX Preferred is a Lakeshore and Luxury Home Specialist. Together, they cover the Twin Cities. This combined dynamic duo has sold over 2,000 homes, ranked in the top 1% nationwide, top 10 in the state of Minnesota, and still have time to get together every Saturday to talk about real estate. Here's Andy Prasky and Chris Rooney, Denny Long, and the Real Estate Radio Hour.
And here we are talking real estate, always welcoming your questions either by phone or by text, dealing with real estate. If you're new to the show, thanks for joining us. Let me say hi to Chris and Andy. Good to see you guys. Now,
good morning.
I don't know how much business you took care of this past week. Weren't you in Vegas?
We were. We were there for...
It was all business.
Three days. Yeah, totally all business.
Six
what
nights,
else would you go to Vegas?
Of course. Yeah. But don't you find that used to be true that 3 days or so is plenty?
Oh, yeah.
For that town.
I'm fried. Yeah. I go there. A lot of times we don't experience a lot of the Vegas stuff until later in the day because we have all of our classrooms and our... You know, they have big presenters that come in and speak, and it's, an educational opportunity as well, not just a opportunity to have fun. It's neat. It's getting internationally all the RE/MAX agents from all over the world together, and it's they bring in some top shelf stuff. I mean, some of the new technologies that are coming will blow your
really?
Mind.
Really? Like what? Oh, yeah. Can you?
Well, you know, one of the things that I look at is that, you know, how the advertising will follow you, for an example. So there's a new
geo-targeting.
Form of, a new form of advertising where you don't realize that. You know, hey, sign up for these coupons or whatever, and you have to put your email address in there so you can receive the coupon. Okay, you name it, Gmail, whatever. And then what it does is it grabs your cookie, so it knows that hey, you've looked at this, this, and this, and then it you know, so they can sell that information almost like a mailing list. Well,
Wow. Now
even the streaming devices, so even on your Hulus and your whatevers, they're going to have the ability to follow you because you log in with your email address, and they're going to follow you knowing that you are a real estate shopper, for example, or whatever service that you know you might be looking at. So now the TV streamed commercials that you have to watch will be coming in specifically to you based on your history of what you've looked at online. It's ridiculous. And so it's kind of
Big Brother.
Stalkers.
It's totally Big Brother. Yeah. But you know what's nice is that the other way to look at it, it's like this. You're super busy, Denny, and you want to buy something.
Yeah.
And now
those
ads are being brought to you versus you having to seek them. So that's at least what we're hoping. With some,
and they're gentle reminders, and you can whip right past them. But, mm-hmm. I mean, if that thing shoots in front of you enough, it's kind of like, oh, gosh. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are obviously very busy, and they're doing 100 things at a mm-hmm. time. And they tend to forget sometimes mm-hmm. about what they're trying to do. And then all of a sudden that reminder comes back, and it's like, gosh darn it, let's go. I mean, Saturday's open. We'll hit that open house now this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it does work.
Sure.
So. Now, did you rub elbows then with a lot of agents from all over the country then? Is this a nationwide thing?
International, yeah.
International.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
These,
did you
these
learn
guys
anything?
That come in from Venezuela and Portugal, and they have their flags, and they have this whole – the arena is about the size of the Target Center, I would say, and it's full. And so you have certain sections that will have their flags waving, and they go
crazy.
It's
like a soccer match.
It's actually a lot of fun. I really – that part gets you kind of pumped up. And then
We had a little mixer that we went to, and mm-hmm. I got to meet with a person from L.A., Hawaii, Belize, and Marco Island. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like I was
– at the same table.
Yeah, I was getting all the – it was really cool because you're kind of getting the different things. The one guy in L.A., mm-hmm. average sale price of their brokerage, $1.7 million.
Yeah.
Average sale price. In Minnesota, what is it, $260, $280?
Yeah.
I mean, 1.7 million.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What about some of the other areas that did anything surprise you as far as the real estate differences?
Yeah. I still can't believe the prices of homes in Canada. We had some people in from Ottawa. I had some from Quebec. And they were talking about how the market up there is so different that it's – I mean, houses under $1 million are the ones that are selling. And it's – they're normal jobs. These people don't make that much more. And so – but the market's still hot because there's nothing available. Lots of building restrictions. You know, we talk about affordability here. Up there, there's so many restrictions and things that, you know, they say prohibit the building of new stuff that the old stuff just is huge demand.
You know, and those are obviously more volatile markets too. So the ups and downs are a lot greater. And we're a little more insulated. And that was interesting because that's what all those people were saying is that, oh, boy, at least you don't have the ups and downs. And I said, well, we got kind of hit before. But I think Andy spent a lot more time educating himself and I spent a lot more time networking.
I see.
Yeah.
That's what you call it.
Yeah. Well, in Vegas, you have to network.
How did you get tan when you were networking inside there?
Well, you have to tan go out everywhere. So I didn't want to just stay inside.
Well, they had snow in Vegas a week ago, too. And that was nice. But anyway, we're going on too long.
Actually, that was the cab driver told me that was a fib. It was only in the mountains. It never hit on the ground there. But who do you believe anymore?
Me.
Well, I believe that you can ask your real estate questions of Chris and Andy this morning. As usual, we always like to keep the lines open, both the phone line and the text line. 651-989-9226. Or if it's easier, send us a text, 81807.
Yeah, well, I sold myself out of a model, so I'm not going to be sitting in the spring parade. But Mr. Prasky, he's been running crazy ever since he got back. Yeah, model home.
Okay, I want to be clear.
Yeah, so we're not going to be in the spring parade, Homes by Tradition. But,
does that start this weekend?
It starts today.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was going to say, Andy, once you got back from Vegas, I mean, you've been basically going 24 hours.
I basically got off the plane and started moving. I mean, we have a we're actually in 11 different model homes in the parade, my group, you know, and I'm handling 5 of the 11. And anyway, it's from Plymouth to Forest Lake and everything in between, and it's really cool. There's I think the parade this year has some of the best incentives I've seen out there. You know, new products, exciting color combinations. I mean, even those that are window shopping, I say, come on out because there's just all kinds of new innovative stuff, new flooring, new tile, new ways they're incorporating products together with the colors. I mean, our interior designers are so talented.
It's crazy what they come up with. You know, on paradeofhomes.org, it's a great website. But what it also does, it can actually – you can kind of search online and then create your own tour. So there's a little app for that.
Oh,
and it kind of brings you around to the ones that you really want to see. So important things. You can also actually pick a builder as well. So if you want to see all of Andy's 11, it's Eternity Homes, right?
Yep.
LLC. Yeah, so you can
I'll actually be out in Plymouth today, Denny. We have a big, beautiful two-story with a sport court that actually has a three-court line on it. So you actually can get back there and show off a little bit. And that'll be a fun one.
Now, do they still have the booklets?
You bet. Okay. Yep. That's at Holiday Stores.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you can go to all the Holiday Stores. I was going to say, you know, we usually talk about what the past week was.
Yeah.
Obviously, we were in Vegas, but I tell you what's making things really fun is this darn snow when it comes to photos, you know, because you got huge snow banks everywhere and, you know, and trying to get the right photos, you know, they just don't show up perfectly.
No.
Funny enough, you know what I'm panicking about right now is when we were driving around with my crews, getting the snow
parking.
Most of the streets in that area have the snow going out 4 feet past the curbs to where two cars can barely pass on these streets. So we've had our Bobcat crews out there all morning long pushing the snow back. And then you think about it and you go, man, now we got these huge piles of snow that have to melt so we can do the driveways in the spring. And I think we're going to have a mess.
I think it will be.
Yeah. So we're going to be listing a townhome in Minnetonka. And it's an end unit at the very end where they have extra parking at the end. Mm-hmm. On this townhome, because of all the snow they had to push to that, not only is that whole parking place, which is a benefit, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, when you have a townhouse, you have direct parking right in front of you. Not only is that, but this townhome, you barely can kind of sneak in and get in on one side of the garage.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, you know what? We kind of want to hold off on that. That's not something that you really want to kind of show people that, hey, when heavy snow, you can't really use your garage at this townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Ouch.
Yeah, you guys it's different things like that. Crazy when I bought my snowblower in January, thinking there wasn't going to be any snow this year.
Well, I did see on Facebook that you you created a nice little hill on a pond with your snowblower.
Well, the kids, I like to play King of the Hill with the kids, you know, throw those little creeps, just woof. No, I'm kidding. We
take
go up there.
Take your aggressions out?
Yeah. Well, no, I go out there. I used to, when I was a kid, that was my favorite thing to do, make snow forts and whatever else, of course, safely. And then really it was for my older daughter here, who's 17. She wanted to go out there and ice skate with her girlfriend. So I cleared up this big donut looking. I didn't have anywhere to put the snow, so I put it all in the middle, and there's a 12-foot high pile of snow out there, and it's been a source of fun for a lot of kids. So,
especially you. Right.
Yeah, right.
Good too. You were, that's very, I was impressed that you were out there. Or did you hire a kid to do it?
No,
with
I did.
Your snowblower.
Well, the new snowblower, so I'm out there having fun playing. So,
tell you what, before we take a break, let's get on the horn here. Charlie is, I believe, calling in from Mound. Charlie, the guys are listening. What's your question?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Uh-huh. We have a four-bedroom home in Lake Minnetonka area, and actually five-bedroom count in the basement. Four baths. You know, one's a half bath, one's a three-quarter bath. And my question is concerning the master bath. Right now we have a whirlpool tub in it, and we're thinking of taking that out. There's no room for anything any more than just a tub in it with a shower in it right now. We're thinking of taking the whirlpool tub out and putting in a walk-in shower. And we're wondering if a master bath only having a shower would hurt our resale maybe a couple years down the road.
When you guys great question, Charlie. I mean, a lot of the model homes, Andy, I mean, I'd say that five-bedroom, four-bath, if it's not on the lake, they're probably in that, you know, 400 to 600 range, I would say. What do you think about that shower versus having a whirlpool tub?
Depending on the price point, we are, I would say, over 600,000. Almost every house I do still has a soaker tub. The freestanding kind of cool looking one, so we can do nice tile decoration around them and the half wall with tile. And then everything that's under 600, well, and we do some under 600 with tubs too, you know, because it's, you know, $3,500, $4,500 bucks to add a tub to a house, as long as you have the square footage to donate. But walk-in showers by far are the most prevalent, complimented, and requested for master bathrooms that I've personally experienced. And I know everybody will say something different. You know, it depends on who you're selling to, the demographic of age and everything else. But right now, showers are by far.
Someone on this side of the microphone is going to say something different. I say 100% go for it. And the reason I say go for it.
Go for what?
Go for the big walk-in shower. Okay. Get rid of the whirlpool
tub. Yeah, that's what I just said.
You did? Oh, I thought you said not to.
No, he did.
Oh. Well, I hate to agree with him, but
is listening.
I'm just thinking about what I'm going to say. I'm not listening to you.
He's still in Vegas.
Yeah, but he's thinking about what he's going to say next.
But what it does too is that it'll separate your house from that same kind of type of home that they're looking for at the time, mm-hmm. and then it just in a master bath it makes such a huge difference. And you know, and even if it is a built-in tub, you know, that's the one thing you want to get away from now too, and having the standalone tub. Mm-hmm. We've done that probably six or seven times last year, and it nailed it every time.
But the walk-in shower is a good idea.
Yep.
So there you go, Charlie. It's unanimous. We have to take a break. Thanks for the call. And Charlie leaves that line open at 651-989-9226 for your real estate question. Or if it's easier, send a text 81807. And good morning. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on CCO. If you have that kind of a question, call it in or text it in. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. You got anything over there?
Well, yeah, I was wondering if we could have a replay on that one.
Oh,
what Andy said and what I said.
Grumpy Rooney wants a replay.
That he thought you were not listening.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
Come on. I don't know.
All right, we got lots of text questions. Okay. I received a handwritten letter from a realtor asking for my business. Should I want to sell my home? Claims to have a buyer. Is this marketing technique effective?
I've had three people this week call me, no joke, when I was out of town, one of them being the builder that I work with, that actually had the same thing happen, where they're coming to the door and they're straight up old school guerrilla marketing, knocking on the doors, putting you in front of them, telling you they have a buyer, and they may. I mean, I'm not going to deny everybody's in the same bucket, but I mean, there's a lot of them that don't. And then they go back to their brokerage and say, hey, does anybody have a buyer looking for a house in this area? And then they do a showing. And I
think a quick way.
It's a marketing technique.
Yeah, and I think a quick way to figure that thing out is to call maybe a realtor that you know or that you would use and then have them contact them to see if they have a buyer and say, hey, we'd be more than happy to show it. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you have a buyer, let me know. And you'll find out real quick if it's a marketing technique just to get your listing or if they truly do have a buyer that's looking in that area, because we do that.
Here's what I'd say. They have a buyer looking in that area at what price? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, sure, if it's wholesale or it's whatever, you know, but it's like if you want a fair market value for that house, are they willing to pay fair market value? And are they willing to pay your commission?
And nowadays there's always a market for it. You know, but there's a lot of, you know, we're talking about all these new companies that are coming in and, you know, we'll buy your house and you don't have to list it and no open houses
it's
and
so
no problems
easy.
And everything's great. you know, but like they account for that stuff and they'll buy it. But there's a lot of restrictions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain houses that don't fit the bill. It was kind of funny because I got a couple of those solicitations and I didn't call, but my son, Nick, made the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, they weren't interested in that price range at all, you know, and
right.
doing that. And it wasn't a crazy price either. It was maybe a little over 500,000,
uh-huh.
you know, but they're buying the ones that are turning and selling. We always talk about price segments on here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them that are, I mean, you get the right value and just get a kind of a little margin in on it. You can make some money pretty darn quick
mm-hmm.
and sell it. So
sure.
I had an experience like similar to that, but didn't have a buyer. Was looking on the car or washing the car, whatever I was outside last summer, and a guy came up and goes, "Hi, I'm a real estate agent. I'm in the neighborhood. And would you ever be interested in selling?" I said, "No, not at all. In fact, we're getting some remodeling work done." "Oh, great. By the way," I swear, he said, "my wife's an interior designer. Can she help you?" And I thought, this guy's working all the
angles. Yeah, totally. He's got it all.
Yeah.
But do they ever do these cold callers? Do they, besides the you know, right knocking on your door, do they ever mm-hmm. do it on phone? I don't get
there's
oh,
laws,
I get a lot
and
of
rules
crazy
and
ones,
stuff. But
sure.
you know, if you're on the do not call list, and you're supposed to be checking that. But I'll tell you what, I'm on a do not call list, and I get calls all the time.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Welcome
well,
to the club.
Well, if you did sign up for something, then you are removing that rule. So just so you know.
Oh,
what'd you
interesting.
Sign up for, Chris?
Andy Prasky snapshot,
okay.
Market snapshot.
All right. We need to take a break. Just reminding our listeners, we have another half hour of the show to go. It's a real estate show. So call us or text us with your real estate question. And welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO. Chris and Andy taking your phone calls and your text messages. If you have any kind of a real estate related question, by all means, call us or text us for sure. What else do you have there, Chris?
Someone's asking about that townhouse that I had with the snow is covering the parking. What part of the metro area is it located? It is in Minnetonka Schools as well.
Uh-huh.
Under 300,000. All
mine's,
right.
Mine's coming over 300.
What?
I have one also coming that's over 300.
In Minnetonka?
Yeah, about 325.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is it a townhouse?
Chris doesn't know I took it. Oh. No.
He's pricing it $25,000 higher.
I'll overprice it, so I'll steal it from him.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just teasing you. I have one too.
Is he talking again?
I think he is.
Okay, we need to replace our driveway and are wondering the pros and cons between cement and asphalt.
Like, do you want me to tell you the differences or the like from a selling pro and con?
Yeah, I mean, obviously people are expecting to have a driveway that's in good shape, and you know, cement is really nice to have, but asphalt's a lot less expensive,
mm-hmm.
and so I would typically go with the asphalt, depending again on what area that you're in. Also, if you currently have a cement driveway, I would make sure on the association, if there's an association within there or rules and regulations, that if you have to have a cement driveway again.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of people that appreciate and enjoy the maintenance of like with snow, for example, that asphalt that heats up just a little hotter, that melts that snow just a little faster. That's kind of a nice break for a lot of people. And it's nice that you can also put a fresh coat of the tar, as they say, or whatever, in the, you know, when you want to spruce it up a little bit.
You paint it.
You basically paint. Yeah, it's latex. It is now. You know, but concrete is supposed to last longer. But then again, with concrete, a lot of times you have to seal it. And you have to make sure that it's sealed. Otherwise, it can start crumbling apart on you, too, and it can look crummy pretty fast. So, you know, both of them require maintenance. I like concrete. I have a concrete driveway because I have a lot of heavy trucks and trailers. And I just – you get asphalt now. It's the DOT's blend where you – even a driveway that's a year old in the hot summer, you turn your wheels on the driveway and it'll sink right in.
That's right.
So you got to be a little careful.
And we all want that, but I mean, if we're talking about resale and turning it around,
people
justify that and say, you know what, I can always do that. So, anyways,
all right,
I have a two bedroom. Here's one of those it depends questions from before that I didn't add, but now I'm going to. I have a two bedroom, 1,100 square foot townhome with one full bath and a small laundry room, with a stool and a sink. If I take the tub out of the full bath and replace it with a 5 foot shower, will that reduce my home's value? Does a home have to have a full bath? This is a one-level home. Thank you.
So the laundry room has a stool and a sink in it, too?
Sounded like that's
like
what
the half bath? Yeah.
So it's a half-bath laundry room?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Where you have, yeah.
I was just verifying. Thank okay. you. Thank you, Grumpy.
this full bath thing has really kind of got us against each other.
I guess.
But you need to have a tub in that house. I mean, if you only have one tub, you need to have a tub. Otherwise, you're just eliminating some people. Now, if it's a one-level townhome and it's you know, you can make it handicap accessible and the doors are handicap accessible, you probably might get away with that big shower.
Sure. Or the tub shower combo, I think, is probably the star.
Yeah. So there's a it depends kind of thing. So
651-989-9226 or send a text 81807.
I don't think we'll read that text question. Okay. I know there was something with Canada again, and whether or not you have an agent, can they sell in Canada
That's
and the United
question.
States?
Can you?
Mr. Canada, what do you say?
I'm sorry, what?
He's not listening.
I was listening to you. I'm just trying to ignore you because I'm not a – I talked to a couple of – Danny, so since Chris doesn't listen. Danny, I was talking to a couple of sales reps, professionals from different brokerages in Canada, and they were talking about their market. I do not know the process of getting them licensed or what the rules are.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure Chris does as he's falling off his chair over there for
Okay, we'll skip that one. But no, but I've never heard of someone being able to sell in Canada and the U.S. So, and there's a big difference in market.
Well,
obviously,
sure
the currency. And
what about our neighboring states? Now, can you guys sell in Wisconsin?
You would have to be licensed. Whatever the rules are in Canada, you'd have to be licensed in Canada and vice versa. If there's a Canadian that came down and wanted to sell in Minneapolis, I don't think there's any rules about where you're from or what your citizenship is. It's do you meet the requirements,
We to answer your question about like Wisconsin, we have to be licensed there. But that's like this whole Vegas thing. I mean, and I talked about those people that, you know, in Hawaii and Belize and, you know, Marco Island and L.A., that's what we're doing to look for someone to refer our people to. We do it down in Arizona a lot, too. I mean, it's really
Florida.
From the show.
I
we
do
get a lot of those requests.
Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of good to know who they are. And you want to make sure that they kind of align with your beliefs and stuff like that. So.
Right.
I imagine it would be interesting to talk to some of these people. You said it was an international meeting.
Yeah.
You mentioned Venezuela, but
they're all over Europe.
I mean, we had Africa, Europe.
There's 110,000 agents in the REMAX system.
160 countries or whatever it was that were represented there. Oh. They have an international bazaar area, too, that you can go to and then meet everybody and, you know, swap cards and whatever. I didn't make it to that, but I wanted to.
All right, let's go back to the phones or text messages, too. Peter is calling from Hanover, I believe. Peter, the guys are listening. What's your question?
Yes, we are in the process of redoing our master bath. We have a jacuzzi tub. We're going to put in a large shower. What color tile is in right now? What would you recommend?
Yeah, you guys see new and remodeled jobs. What is there a color trend that you're seeing?
Chris doesn't even pay attention to what I'm saying, let alone the tile he's looking at.
I'm curious what you're going to say. I'm always about a timeless look, but it depends. I mean, because now what are you going to do? Are you going to replace what's there already? You know, if there's tile in there already, I mean, you kind of want it to try to match. Mm-hmm. But I would go with more of a timeless feel, you know, kind of a subway look.
Yep.
I mean, that's what's in, and it's usually always in.
Interior decorators are one of the best investments you can make to hire, to have them just, even if you spend a couple hours consulting with them, to consult you on your decision-making, putting color palettes together, because they'll even take it to the extent of having materials that are, you know, different contrasts and you know, different textures. And so we, even as a new home construction company, are constantly consulting what's new. We try to stay, like Chris was just saying, off-trend. We don't want to stay right on the trend because that usually means it dates things pretty fast. But on the other hand, we're seeing a lot of differences with the shapes of the tiles. And we're seeing, like, last year we saw a lot of, like, wood-looking tile for floor. So it looked like it was
cool.
It was really cool. So, like, in the mudrooms, it looked like there was actually, like, decking or whatever in there. It was really cool. And showers, though, we're seeing a lot of the rectangular, like, super-sized subway style, but they're bigger and they're, you know, and some have buffed edges and some don't. And
No, totally. We do, like for our clients, I have a stager designer that works for us and, we'll offer that out to our clients, you know, to be able to, hey, come over there and just kind of give those, because I mean, it's a make or break thing if you don't do it right. And sometimes, like with a vanity, someone will totally replace that because, gosh, now it's got to match with that. But sometimes you can just enamel it or just put on new doors and just put a little different hardware on, and it'll totally accent the whole thing. But if you just have a nice new shower and you did nothing else with it,
right,
it fools people, and they start thinking about it, and they start, oh, my gosh, well, then they must not have did it because it costs too much to do all those things. And then if I have to do it, then I have to rip that whole shower apart. And you just don't want them thinking that way.
Well, and one last thing for Peter, too, I'd say is that when the Parade of Homes is happening right now with, I think it's 472 houses that are out there displaying examples of what they want to do, bring your camera, take the pictures, and then when you're done with the, finding one that you like, ask the sales representative there, where did they have their tile supplied from? Because they'd love to tell you. They'd probably even be able to tell you what the colors were as well. We hear that a lot.
You got to ask about taking the photos, though. But I think, Andy, what would you say percentage of people coming in looking for ideas is versus people looking to buy?
I bet you it's about half and half.
For sure. Yeah. I would think so, too.
Here's a text that's related to kind of what we're talking about. It says, we have a two-level split open main area. We are planning on updating upstairs bathrooms. Kitchen is white cabinets with dark gray granite. An updated downstairs bathroom has white quartz and gray stained vanity. How important is it for resale for upstairs bathrooms to match either bathroom or kitchen?
It's a great question.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of like having the K-Calf finished. I think I'd finish it. As long as you could do it reasonably, getting some of those really nice vanity combos that they have at the do-it-yourself stores or even a local cabinet. They have the combination packs you can buy for under $1,000. And even if you just replace the vanity and you put a new toilet in there or something like that just to make it look fresh.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I read that wrong. But they are going to do that remodel. Should they stay with the same kind of theme? And I think the theme that they're doing is really good.
Sure.
I would do that because all of a sudden if you go real retro or something,
right,
and it's kind of close to the kitchen, it just throws people off and they start thinking again. And that's the one thing you want them to think as less as possible.
Right.
Or least as possible or something like that. But, that's just even like colors.
Yeah.
If you're going to paint it all the same way throughout. Mm-hmm. Because then what it does is it makes it look bigger and those rooms kind of expand into one another. And if you've ever seen on the internet, and I know you have, where we've had, the green room, the blue room, the orange room, and the gray room, and the white room. And when you're looking at those pictures and you're flipping through it, you're like, you all of a sudden you leave it and do that. I mean, try it once and you will, because you get confused and you don't know what it is. So,
well, I think a lot of the builders, too, if you take their cue and you follow through, they do consistency. And consistency makes people comfortable in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're always, they're on it right now in what the trends are.
All right. We need to take a break, a quick one. We invite our listeners to join in. If you have a real estate question, phone it in or text it in, and we'll field it for you. And good morning. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on CCO. If you have a real estate-related question, we welcome yours, as always, by phone and by text. 651-989-9226 or send a text 81807.
So earlier we were talking about getting followed. Like, it's called geotargeting.
Yes, yes.
Social media thing. Yep. And I mentioned that I signed up for Andy Prasky's Snapshot. What is that thing anyways, the market snapshot?
My market snapshot is, well, the all jokes aside, I really don't follow anybody. But when you sign up for the market snapshot, what it is we'll take your address. And then what they do is we'll, depending on how far you want us to keep you informed, one block, two blocks, three blocks, or whatever it is. And then it sends you an email and says, hey, your neighbor's house just went up for sale. Or, this
tool.
One just sold.
Well, Jenny, you've had it for a long time.
Yeah, right. And here's what it sold for. So a lot of people like it as just an informational tool. I think we have over 9,000 people that have signed up for that over the years on that program. So every month people seem to like it, and we don't bug you. We just assume that if you like it, you'll call us when you want us. So.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because there's a lot of things, different things that realtors do, and one's a CRM. So it's kind of managing your contacts and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and it's through this top producer, which Market Snapshot is. And I was at the convention this weekend, and I said, hey, we've got the Market Snapshot, and, we've got all these people on it. And I said, but I don't use the other part of it, which is the CRM, which is to kind of capture all those names and kind of go after it. I mean, a lot of realtors do that, but we wanted to do it as a service for the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's what we do every day as we sell, but more or less just kind of be able to get people information.
How do we get – folks are saying, hey, how do I get that? What's the easiest way?
Well, you can
Send me an email, andy@prasky.com, and then we'll just sign you up. It's easy. You just want to give us your address and what you want us to keep you informed about, and then we do it free, no charge, no bill bug you.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty slick.
I was kind of joking about not having a model home this week. I just listed one yesterday that is almost like a model. It's brand new, but it's at $31.99 Lake Bluff Circle in Prior Lake, $599.9. This place is fantastic. Hopefully, I'm going to have that fireplace going out back, but it's like a courtyard. Mm. Andy, you know what you landscaping? You've been in landscaping forever. This one's got a courtyard with a built-in water feature, and it's got the whole fireplace, the paver patio, and then it goes up to just a gigantic deck.
That's awesome.
That outside, but that stuff costs money. You know, in which to be able to do.
And, to say the least.
Yeah. And that's, I think, sometimes between the difference between new construction and that. And I've got benefits, I think, for both of them. But one of them is that you're just going to get, you know, typically in new construction, you know, you have to, I mean, but a lot of builders now are kind of putting this in. But blinds and when you get landscaping and all of that kind of stuff, you add a lot of money on. And that whole, I guess, maturity part of it as well. Get on a mature lot. A lot of them now. I mean, you got to build your trees up to do all that.
Well, that's kind of the real dilemma a lot of people have is that they a lot of people want trees or they want mature trees, and then you go buy a wooded lot, and then you spend extra to buy the wooded lot, and then your favorite tree that's right in the middle where you want to put your house has to come down, and then it becomes a kind of a little depressing in a way. But then it also gets expensive. Those trees are not cheap to take down to remove, and then you remember a lot. Depending on your framers, I mean, they like to have between 20 and 30 feet along the side of each side of the house just to get their machinery around. I mean, every builder can, at least if you give them one side to access the backyard, they usually can work with one side for sure. But long story short is that and then the other thing I'd consider is that, like, in a lot of areas where we have big oak trees and things like that, when you drive under the canopies, a lot of times the canopies do represent the root system below it as well. So if the canopy hangs way over the house and almost touches the house, when you're digging that hole, a lot of times you're crunching those roots. It won't show the first year, but the second year, the third year, all of a sudden you might have a tree that croaks on you just from the distress on the root system. So be careful,
You know, we've been talking a lot about bathrooms and specifically master bathrooms. And I was thinking about this with the whole tub situation and doing the shower. There might be some other things that you can expand at that time as well. And one of them being the vanity, having a little higher vanity and having dual sinks is a big thing. And the other part is storage. You know, trying to get some storage. So if you're getting rid of that tub, but then you can kind of sneak in a linen or something.
Yeah,
that's a big advantage as well.
Okay, let's talk to who's waiting. Bill is calling from Apple Valley, I believe. Go ahead, Bill. Bill, you're on CCO.
Morning, guys. I have a 25-year-old house, and it's open floor plan, and all the ceilings are popcorn ceilings. And over the years, they've discolored a little bit just because of wood fireplace cooking and age. And I had a few stains because of a problem. And Lynn just put a new roof on and no more problem with that. But looking at possibly selling somewhere down the road, and I watch those home shows and people see a popcorn ceiling and go into a contortions. just wondering if it's worth doing a respray or going to the extent of having all the ceilings scraped and put up a knockdown or...
Bill, what price range do you think your house is in?
500.
And what style is it? Two-story?
It's contemporary.
Is it so it's like a two-story home or a multi-level type home?
Yeah, it's about 2,500 square feet on the first floor and second floor and an unfinished basement.
Okay, so open ceilings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All the ceilings run together.
I think it would be very beneficial to do the knockdown at that point. You'll get rid of those stains. It'll be updated. And, after, we've all tried to kind of blend in a popcorn ceiling with redoing it. And it's just.
What do you think about the bedroom level? I mean, if there's, if it's a two story or whatever, there's at the bedroom level, do you think that's as important, Chris?
Yeah. But I think it's on the two stories. I was going with eight
ceilings.
What if you
have to spend $10,000 doing that? That's what
I
worry
about. There's no way he's spending $10,000 on that.
Scraping all, have you ever scraped the ceiling?
Well, I haven't personally. I've had it charged. Really?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's so much labor. And then you have to remember, depending on what kind of a scrape you have, most of those were fogged ceilings where they literally put one coat of mud on them and they spray them. So when you scrape them, they might even require additional mud work before they even do the knockdowns. So, I mean, you could easily get into a $10,000 plus project on something like that. I swear.
Call my guy.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I will.
You come south and west, and we'll get you.
Well,
taken.
No, it's just.
But it does depend. That's what
I'm
saying.
Yourself.
High
that's a gigantic it's a lot project.
That's a lot of work.
I don't know if you'd get $10,000 back versus having somebody come in and just respray the ceiling white, make it clean again, and finish, because it's really hard to roll. A lot of times you roll and all the popcorn comes with it, and it just creates a bigger mess. So, you know, if you do attack it, have a professional look at it and see if they think they can spray it. Or, you know, if you do have to go all the way through the whole scraping and remudding and...
All right. So here's the other part of that. So let me quantify that. He said it's a contemporary home, open and huge ceilings. I think that would give that a huge advantage to be able to not have it popcorn. But now, if it's totally dated, that's different. I don't want to just have popcorn ceilings in a totally dated house.
Right.
I would put the money into painting. I'd just patch it kind of thing. So, so it's another it depends kind of thing.
What a job. Whoa.
Ish. No, thanks.
But that's why we got to see it, you know, because you have to take that all into account. I go into a house and then they say, well, what do you think? And I said, well, I got to see it all and then depend on what, because they think you should come in there and tell them exactly what the price is before you even see the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, well, you go from one room to the next and they say, hey, should I replace the ceilings or should I do these cabinets? I said, I got to see the whole thing first.
Right.
And then I'll come back with that.
With a master solution, because instead of just isolated yes and no questions, because it is, you're right, the whole big picture is what you have to look at. If you have an amazing kitchen and people are distracted with all the beauty everywhere else, and they may not look up as much as they would if it's normal stuff and it's 25 years old and it's just clean, you know. So
there was a clarification on that one question where they kind of did the kitchen and the bath, and they want to know about the upper level. Should the granite vanity top color pattern to the same in all the bathrooms? I think somewhere I would stay in that same palette.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. To me, it was more about the kitchen on that upper floor than the bathroom downstairs.
I was thinking cabinets, which is funny. You think we think differently. So, but I was going to say, we've only got a minute left here, but
30 seconds.
145 is where I'm going to be today out in Plymouth. Five bedroom, five bath, beautiful two story in Plymouth on a walkout lot, movie theater, sport court. About 5,000, just under 5,000 finished square feet, and we're at 765.
Number 145.
Okay. And how about you, Chris?
$31.99, Lake Bluff Circle, Prior Lake, Sunday, 12 to 2.
Now, last but not least, how do we get in touch with each of you?
Andy@Prasky.com, or just go to Prasky.com, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Internet's always is ChrisRooney.com.
All right. We'll see you next week here on The Real Estate Show. Hope you join us then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.